August 9th through the 15th. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88. Establish a House of God. President Russell M. Nelson said, quote, "I promise that as you diligently work to remodel your home into a center of gospel learning, the influence of the adversary in your life and in your home will decrease," end quote. From Becoming Exemplary Latter-day Saints, Ensign Orleahona, November 2018. Every so often, the Lord gives us a small glimpse of His boundless majesty and power, see Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 47, through sweeping revelations to His prophets. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88 is such a revelation, one about light and glory and kingdoms that can make our earthly cares seem insignificant by comparison. Even if we can't grasp all of what the Lord is teaching us, we can at least sense that there's far more to eternity than what we now comprehend. Of course, the Lord didn't speak of these grand mysteries to intimidate us or make us feel small. In fact, He promised, "The day shall come when you shall comprehend even God." See verse 49. Perhaps it was to that lofty end that the Lord urged His saints in Kirtland to form the School of the Prophets. "Organize yourselves," He said. "Prepare every needful thing and establish a house of God." See verse 119. For it is within God's holy house and in our homes that He can, more than anywhere else, lift our vision beyond the mortal world, unveil His face unto us, and prepare us to abide a celestial glory. See verses 68 and 22. Ideas for personal scripture study. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88. The Lord offers us hope and peace. Just days after warning that war would be poured out upon all nations, see Doctrine and Covenants, Section 87, verse 2, the Lord gave a revelation that Joseph Smith called an olive leaf, plucked from the tree of paradise, the Lord's message of peace to us, see Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, section heading. How is this revelation like an olive leaf, a traditional symbol of peace? See also Genesis, chapter 8, verse 11. What truths in this section help you feel hope and peace in Christ? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 6 through 67. Light and law come from Jesus Christ. The words light and law are repeated many times in Section 88. These words have been used in other scriptures to describe Jesus Christ and His gospel. For example, see Isaiah chapter 60, verse 19, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. 3 Nephi, chapter 15, verse 9. Mark or note verses where you find these words in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 6 through 67, and write down what you learn about the Savior, light, and law. These verses may inspire you to make changes in your life to more faithfully receive light and live the law of Christ. See verse 21. See also Sharon Eubank, Christ, the Light that Shines in Darkness, Ensign Orleahona, May 2019. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 62 through 126. Prepare every needful thing. In some ways, we are living in the time that the Lord described when all things shall be in commotion, and surely men's hearts shall fail them. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 91. As you read verses 62 through 126, consider how the Lord's counsel can help you prepare for the Savior's second coming. Here are a few questions to consider. Verses 62 through 76. As you ponder these verses, what are you inspired to do to draw near to God? See verse 63. Consider what the Lord's command to sanctify yourselves might mean for you. See verse 68. Verses 77 through 80 and 118 through 126. Why might it be expedient for you to understand both doctrinal and temporal subjects? See verse 78. How are you following the counsel to seek learning? See verse 118. What do you think it means to learn by study and also by faith? Verses 81 through 116. Consider noting prophecies about the Savior's second coming in these verses. Why do you think the Lord would want you to know about these things? verses 117 through 126. Consider reading these verses with the temple in mind. What do you find here that could help you prepare to enter the Lord's house? See also D. Todd Christofferson, Preparing for the Lord's Return, Ensign or Liahona, May 2019. David A. Bednar, Seek Learning by Faith, Ensign, September 2007. Saints, Volume 1, pages 164 through 166. A School and an Endowment, in Revelations and Context, pages 174 through 182. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Home Evening. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 14 through 33 and 95 through 101. What do we learn about the resurrection from these verses? How might these truths influence the choices we make? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 33. You could start a discussion on this verse by asking family members to talk about gifts they have been given, both those they received joyfully and others they did not. How can we show the Lord that we rejoice in the gift of celestial glory that He offers us? How do we rejoice in the giver of the gift? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 63 and 68. These verses contain some action words that might inspire you to think of creative ways to teach the messages in the verses to your children. For instance, you might play a hiding game to discuss the phrase, "Seek me diligently and ye shall find me." See verse 63. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 81. As a family, identify some warning signs in and around your home, such as warning labels on medicines or traffic signs for drivers. How do these warnings help us? What does Heavenly Father want us to warn our neighbor about? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 119. To inspire your family to make your home like the description in verse 119, try something like this. Write phrases from this verse on strips of paper and use them to cover a picture of the temple. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 119 together, and let family members remove each strip of paper as they hear the corresponding phrase in the verse. What can we do to make our home a house of God? See verse 119. For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Primary. Suggested song, Nearer My God to Thee, hymns number 100. Improving our teaching. Let children express their creativity. When you invite your children to create something related to a gospel principle, you not only help them understand the principle better, but you also give them a tangible reminder of what they learned. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 25.